You're listening to Bano Leakage, episode 66, Hippity Hoppity. This is the episode that should have been an Easter miracle on way back on Easter Sunday, well over a month ago. I'm now this much closer to being caught up with my podcast schedule, always looking on the positive side. Well, it's not very much April here anymore. I'm looking at my show notes here. About halfway through the month? No, I'm more than halfway through May. So that was a month ago. But with that, you know, let's start the news. Twitter releases Periscope, a video streaming app. So a few years ago, it was Vine and YouTube that was all the rage. Record videos, post them online. Then a few months ago, Meerkat made a big splash as live video broadcasting became a hit. But you have to watch the broadcast when it's live. So now Twitter buys this app called Periscope, which is similar to Meerkat in video podcasting. I'm podcasting and video broadcasting. But it keeps a copy of the broadcast for 24 hours for those who subscribe but miss the actual live event. So that's Periscope's advantage over Meerkat. So I've used both apps, but haven't really done anything yet. You know, just kind of playing around. I haven't really posted anything. You know, just I'd really want to. You know, my love of video and video making and recording stuff is high. So you'd think I would, you know, have recorded something by now, but just haven't found anything worthy yet. You know, other than following cats around or something. But even with the LTE speed of my phone, both of these apps do work best on Wi-Fi. A lot of people I'm finding are the same way. You know, they're out and about and they're trying to Meerkat or Periscope, and you know, signal craps out and got a lot of people trying to watch and everything like that. So, I'm hoping that at some point Meerkat will add the advantage that Periscope has, you know, that, you know, you can watch a broadcast later instead of trying to catch it live. So I like the interface of Meerkat over Periscope, but with various updates to each app, things could improve for Periscope to add features, functions. You know, Meerkat's already had quite a few updates and everything like that. So they, Meerkat, about the time that there was rumors that Twitter was buying Periscope, or when they did buy Periscope, and rumors, Meerkat got the smackdown from Twitter once Periscope, which gave it Periscope the advantage. So they got removed from social threading, which is, for Twitter people, that's, or, you know, on Twitter speak, that's a, where they're able to use Twitter, follower information and things like that, details and all that. So, no longer. So they had to, you know, rethink how they did that and, updated their app and everything. So, so Twitter, you know, giving their newly purchased broadcast app Periscope an advantage over Meerkat. So, you know, if you're interested in any of this stuff, if you've used Vine or anything like that in the past, give both apps a try, see what you think. You know, I lean more towards Meerkat, but you know, I haven't done anything yet, so you'll know when I do something. Most likely a blog post will talk about both apps. Target closes their stores on Easter Sunday. So a few years ago, I went to go pick up some stuff at Target on Easter Sunday, and the store was closed. I was actually kind of surprised. So as it turns out, they have done this for years now. Everyone, you know, looks at, you know, from a store closing perspective, especially in the retail sector. You know, just about every store except for, you know, 7-Elevens, gas stations, and pharmacies are closed on December 25th. So, and it's rare that in retail anyone else takes, you know, an entire day other than December 25th off. So, you know, I've not seen too many other large retail chains do this. Not that having a nice day off to spend with family isn't something to be appreciated. Walmart certainly isn't closing their doors on Easter Sunday. And, well, not that I shop there either. So, but I do shop at Target. You know, I'll, credit card numbers scammed and everything. You know, I mean, I didn't get hit. So, I still like Target. Now, maybe I don't agree with how they handled that whole thing, but, you know, and I'm not religious, so, you know, I don't care. You know, I can, if I need something from another store, there's a dozen other stores I can go to besides Walmart. I'm not going there. So, you know, I do shop at, like I said, I enjoy shopping at Target, and I think it's a cool thing, you know, regardless if it's Jesus-related or Easter Bunny-related, so. Prohibition in the United States. So my, I'm just kind of, you know, I don't really have any structured comments on this or structured show notes on this. You know, so my thoughts on the mistake of the 18th Constitutional Amendment and how the 21st Amendment should be a reminder to not repeat history. So prohibition lasted 13 years, a little more than 13 years, actually. So you know, from 1920 to 1933, it was a very, you know, I mean, we know from history, obviously I didn't live through it, but God, I don't think I could have survived that. Oh my God. I mean, I like to drink. I enjoy my cocktails and everything. And I think, you know, what a stupid thing to, you know, think that banning alcohol would solve, you know, specific problems or things like that. But, you know, obviously it didn't, you know, because from 1920 to 1933, you know, crime rose immensely during that time, you know, because, you know, okay, just because you stop the legal sale of alcohol doesn't mean that alcohol is not always going to be available. So guess what? Underground, speakeasies, the mob, Chicago, I mean, you name it. I mean, there was all sorts of underground movement that, you know, hey, people wanted booze, you know, you got to give it to them. So somehow, you know, they're going to find it. So guess what? They went to the underground. And, you know, I mean, law enforcement tried to make things happen and, you know, tried to, you know, keep things. But, you know, eventually, I would say towards the, you know, the last couple years, I think it was around 1930 or 1931, when people really started to realize, you know, I mean, and when I say people, I mean the majority of people realized that it was not a good thing that prohibition happened. And so they started a movement and, you know, basically worked towards repealing it. So the 18th Amendment enabled prohibition. The 21st Amendment took the 18th Amendment and nullified it. So, yeah, what a waste. I mean, think about, you know, from a country standpoint, you know, I mean, we have our dark history of things like slavery and women's suffrage and all that kind of stuff, you know, where, you know, and then, you know, we still didn't learn our lesson. So it's like, well, let's try and ban alcohol and that'll help people. You know, that'll cut down on people's, you know, alcoholism and, you know, the health issues and things like that, that were surrounded, you know, people drinking and things like that. And it was just ridiculous that we have a history of one amendment to nullify another amendment. I mean, you know, and at the time, you know, I mean, still, you need 2/3 of the United States. So, you know, 1920, 1933, that period, you know, we didn't have 50 states in this nation. So, you know, it was still, you know, it still took quite a few states to pass that, you know, the amendment. But I'm glad that the 21st Amendment did pass. I'm glad that that's in our past, although it's weird that we still have states nowadays. We still treat alcohol as some type of demon thing, you know. I mean, it's legal in every 50, you know, in all 50 states. But, you know, at the same time, there's stupid laws, you know, can't buy on Sunday, can't buy after a certain time, can't buy before a certain time, can't have a drink at a restaurant before, you know, I mean, it should be, you're 21 and over, you should be able to buy alcohol and there shouldn't be any issues. I mean, you know, the way we still treat this is ridiculous. It's as if we're, you know, we're trying to hang on to prohibition at some point. But, anyway, those are my thoughts. I just really feel strongly that it's not something that we should ever think about doing again. You know, that's why whenever we see these state amendments to ban gay marriage, it's ridiculous. You know, it's at some point it's going to happen. So, and, you know, to that, cheers. This week's rant, frequent flyer miles should never expire. So I've been flying for a very long time. You know, the first time I flew was in September of 1972. where I went to North Carolina and Washington, D.C. to visit my relatives on my grandma and my dad's side. Or my dad's side, but on, you know, I visited my grandma, his aunts, and you know, all that kind of stuff. So back then it was Eastern Airlines. Yeah. And how many of you remember Eastern Airlines? Yeah. So so I don't recall there being any frequent flyer programs back then. I was nine, so I really wouldn't have known anything about a frequent flyer program. But once I started flying for work in the 90s, there was Delta and their Sky Miles program. And if you didn't fly enough, your miles expired. Yes, you earn them, but give it a couple of years since your last flight, and they deleted any miles that you earned. So that changed a few years back when Delta deemed all miles to last forever. No expiration at all. Thank goodness. My gosh. I mean, first off, why did it take so damn long? Anyway. But all other airlines have expiration dates of 2 years, and some have 3 years, or some have less, too. So if you earn your miles, then they need to remove any and all expiration dates. So who cares if you only fly once every 5 years to visit family? Who cares if it takes you 10 years to earn a free round-trip airfare? Every airline should let you keep each and every mile that you earn, and they should never let them be lost due to years between flying or being forced to buy a product or service just to keep them alive. So I've done that. You know, I have like the Sky Miles Dining where I, you know, add miles to it. I have that for, I did some other stuff for e-rewards, I think it is, where I extended my U.S. Airways miles, although now those got rolled into American Airlines, and American Airlines has their own dining program. Not too pleased with the changes Delta has made to their Sky Miles program, but I still am happy that at least the miles last forever, that they don't have any expiration on them. So, yeah, so other airlines, get with it. Make your miles last forever. Remove any expiration. This week's shameless plug, Banal Leakage, the blog, not the podcast you're listening to, turned 7 years old at the first part of April. So my blog's annual anniversary is on April Fool's Day. Yeah, it really wasn't planned that way. I just happened to post my first post that day. I'd been working on the blog. I secured the domain name, banalleakage.com, and got everything going. And yeah, it was kind of cool. So, you know, that day, so my first post, I took a short vacation to Las Vegas. So had my laptop with me and logged on to whatever Wi-Fi they had available and got my first post. First commenter was Carl Erickson. Carl, I wish you still blogged. So since then, I've almost had 900 posts out here. Probably hit 900 posts as of these last couple podcasts I've done. And I do try to post on a regular basis. You know, yeah, I know. Lately, it hasn't been that frequent. But so I'd love for more people to read my blog, which they might. And I just don't, you know, I don't track the visitors all that often like I used to. Wish for more comments on the post I do post. I know people read, but not everyone leaves a comment. So I doubt I will ever quit or shut down this blog. You know, I have three other blogs that also don't get much attention lately. I'm sorry. Sorry, Chili Willy, Scooter Sunday, Adult Beverages. But I want to change that here soon. I always want to. I always try to get past my distractions so I can start doing more with this. So anyway. So 7 years is a long time to be blogging in this day and age of social media and Tumblr and other sites that are not self-hosted. So WordPress is my friend. It's my blog host or my blog software of choice. I need it to help me keep my blogs going, including this blog, Banal Leakage. So here's to another 7 years. BanalLeakage.com. The Easter Bunny has left the building. Want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening. And as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.